Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Romans chapter 7, verses 15 through 20. For what I am doing, I do not understand, for I am not practicing what I would like to do, but I am doing the very thing I hate. But if I do the very thing I do not want to do, I agree with the law, confessing that the law is good. So now, no longer am I the one doing it, but sin which dwells in me. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For the willing is present in me, but the doing of the good is not. For the good that I want, I do not do, but I practice the very evil that I do not want. But if I am doing the very thing I do not want, I am no longer the one doing it, but sin which dwells in me.
Spiritual victory is God's will for those of us who are believers. But sometimes we can find ourselves repeatedly falling into the same sin. If we want to do what's right, why do we continue to miss the mark? One reason is incomplete repentance. It's possible for us to experience grief, embarrassment, and shame over sin without being truly repentant. Repentance isn't a matter of weeping or feeling guilty. Rather, it's a change of mind about sin so that we no longer hold on to our own perspective, but instead agree with God's viewpoint. When we do this, the heart turns in the opposite direction from persistent wrongdoing. A second reason for failure is an inadequate view of our identity in the Lord. Christians, as children of God, have Christ living within us. When we truly grasp this truth, we'll recognize that sin does not fit who we are, and we'll stop rationalizing our offenses. Our genuine repentance is based upon an honest and biblical understanding of our identity. When we put these two truths together, we create a powerful tool against temptation. Our Heavenly Father wants us to be victorious, and we triumph when we remember that Jesus Christ is the source of our life.